WTAW News time is 8:05. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. Brazos County District Court jury reached its decision last night on the punishment of convicted capital murderer Gabriel Hall.
The jury sentenced Hall to death for the stabbing and shooting of Edwin Shard Jr. nearly 4 years ago in his College Station home. The jury's decision was the result of two unanimous votes. First, the jury decided Hall's a continuing threat to society. Then the jury decided there were no mitigating circumstances to warrant Hall receiving life without parole. Hall's lawyers did not sway the jury that the 22-year-old's life should be spared because he suffered a brain injury at birth and how he was raised by his biological parents in the Philippines and his adopted parents in College Station. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The New Blinn College District president has reorganized top leadership. Changes from Mary Hensley include changing the title and role of the next person who is responsible for the day-to-day operations of Blinn's Brazos County campuses. Instead of campus president reporting to Dr. Hensley, the position becomes executive director, who will report to a newly created position of executive vice president and legal counsel. As for former Brazos County campus president Sylvia McMullen, she's moved into another new position created by Dr. Hensley, that of executive director of resource and grant development for all Blinn campuses. Taking over as interim director of Blinn's Brazos County campuses is Dr. Hensley's chief of staff, Jimmy Bird. The College Station City Council will be considering regulations to allow outdoor food courts composed of mobile food trucks. The 27-page proposal received the endorsement of the Planning and Zoning Commission last week. Three public speakers gave varying degrees of support. Food truck owner Laura Mendez wants to be open in Northgate after the bars close.
Most of my sales come after 2 a.m., after everybody leaves the clubs, the bars, and they're hungry. I think it helps, actually, for us to be there and selling, because that way they don't have to drive someplace.
City staff told PNZ the police department wants nothing open after 2 a.m. in order to clear out the core area of Northgate. The cities of Bryan and College Station are co-hosting a public hearing on the future of ride-sharing companies. You're invited to tell city staff what you think about regulating Uber, Lyft, and similar operations on Monday afternoon. The gathering is in the Bryan City Council chambers from 3 until 4:30. Bryan school board members were updated this week on the process of setting new attendance zones. While it won't start until fall of 2017, the board may make a decision next May. The realignment is the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. Assistant Superintendent Amy Draws says demographic information will be coming to the board next month.
And we want to consider any anticipated construction and residential growth within our community, and that's where the demographer is going to be key to tell us where she thinks our enrollment is growing and where in the next 5 years, 7 years, and 10 years.
Small groups will be formed soon that will start meeting in December, who will eventually participate in making recommendations. The small groups will be composed of parents, city officials, business people, and other community interests in the Bryan District. A second jury trial in Brazos County District Court this week is over. 41-year-old William Wagner of College Station was convicted of injuring a child and was sentenced to 7 years in prison. Wagner, who has been in jail since his arrest last August, punched his girlfriend's 10-year-old daughter, tried to punch a 12-year-old daughter several times, threw an upright vacuum cleaner at them, choked the family dog and threw it over a fence, broke several televisions, and punctured multiple tires from parked vehicles. WTAW News time approaching 8:09. It's 68 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. More news on the way at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing, to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marble Craft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com. Here we go.
More clouds than sunshine today. The risk of an isolated afternoon shower, a high of 85 to 90. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight. Lows will fall back to 65 to 70. Some sun peeking through the clouds from time to time tomorrow. There's the chance of a shower in the afternoon, 85 to 90. Becoming partly cloudy tomorrow night, lows 65 to 70. Sunshine with a high Saturday of 85 to near 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good news. They found that king cobra snake that had been missing for over a month.
Oh, good.
In Orlando. Yeah, much better. Found it in the dryer in the garage not far from its reality TV star owner's home in Orlando. Officials say a woman called Orange County Animal Services on Wednesday. She heard hissing sounds while putting clothes into her dryer. Oh, not good. Valerie Kennedy, who's the wife of the star of Airplane Repo, is that what it's called? With starring Mike Kennedy. The snake was found at 11 p.m. Poor thing was in pretty bad shape, really. Eyes were fogged over. It hadn't eaten a thing since it had it was captured. How did it get in there? I mean, did it climb through the dryer vent backwards? Is that how that works?
They said reality TV star, but they didn't name it, I don't think.
He said Airplane Repo.
Airplane Repo. Do you know that?
Oh, yep. Well, no, here's the thing. They say reality TV star as if it's actually important, but no one knows who it is, so even our stars are obscured.
Well, that's, true. All right, so now, should you change your oil every 3,000 miles or not?
No.
I go five.
Well, here's the deal. Now, they're going to shame you into not doing it, okay?
What?
Yeah.
They already do it with that little sticker.
Yeah. Edmunds called. Well, no, that you're doing it too often at 3,000 miles.
Good.
You shouldn't. Edmunds.com says we are wasting millions of dollars on unnecessary oil changes and disposing of millions of gallons of oil that they don't have to do. The 3,000-mile oil change really is a marketing tactic to get you to bring your car into the shop more often. The national trade industry publication National Oil and Lube News, they state, an extra few services like oil changes can go a long way toward increasing the amount of money a customer will spend. Here's the truth. Your car's owner's manual says when you should change your oil, so go look at that, okay? On average, about 7,800 miles. The 3,000-mile rule was once accurate, but oil and technology obviously have changed. There is no car manufacturer today who recommends an oil change every 3,000 miles, not a single one. And if you've got a Porsche, and oh my gosh, don't we all, you only have to change your oil every 20,000 miles. Okay. Once again, you got to be able to afford the car, right?
Yep.
All right, there you go. Okay, let's see what's going on in the city of Bryan. Gina's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Great. Thank you for the, she brought us little cinnamon roll treats. Just a word for other cities that might be coming in the near future. Like to do something.
No
like
pressure.
That. No pressure. No.
Did you know that the city of Bryan has a do-it-yourself oil recycling center?
Oh, is that right?
That's cool.
That's very, very good.
For those of you that don't want to go get your oil changed and want to do it yourself, we have a place to dispose of that.
Excellent.
But I am here to bring up a couple quick announcements.
Yeah.
We have tonight a Community Development Advisory Committee regular public meeting, 6 p.m. at the Kemp Carver Elementary Cafeteria. So if you want to go get involved in community development, this is a great chance to go take part in that. We also have a survey on our website, bryantx.gov, for citizens to go and take about the long-term plans of the city. It's the 20-year plan. So go provide your feedback on how you think that the city should grow and develop. And then also on our website, we have another link to Polco, which is a great way to get involved and share your opinion with city officials.
Oh, it's not a dance. It's not Polco.
No,
oh, okay. Polka. All right.
You can share your opinions on a couple of topics that the city officials post, and the feedback goes back to the city manager, the city secretary, and all city council members. So it's a great way to share your thoughts on ideas that they have posted.
Oh, okay. So, very good. Thank you. And now you brought a guest. I want to talk to him in a minute. But first, when you said the oil thing, a long time ago, if you know where Hensel Street is,
Hensel Street dead ends into Texas Avenue, right where North Point Crossing is, okay? And used to be like where Fajita Rita's was, that shopping center right there. Back in those woods, there used to be a place where you could drive up onto a ramp and then walk underneath there and stand up and change your oil. And I used to do that when I was a kid. And it's kind of nasty because there was nothing but a 55-gallon drum there that they left for you to put your used oil filters in. And, of course, they emptied it every once in a while. So you could probably go back there and still find oil if you were digging around down there. It's down in the KAMU Experimental Gardens. It's kind of neat. But anyway, back in the old days. You brought a guest today.
I did. I brought Dr. Jason Barfnick, who is over our Public Works Department.
And has a better voice than any of us on the radio.
He absolutely does.
Yeah, he's got a great radio voice. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing fine.
Good. Let's talk. First, tell me what departments basically come under your control as Public Works Director.
So under Public Works, I have Water Services, which is water, wastewater. I have Solid Waste. They also do the recycling center there at the Walmart. Animal Services, I kind of share that responsibility with Hugh Walker, but the staff is under Public Works. We have Engineering, Traffic, Streets, and Drainage. All of those departments are under Public Works for the city, Brian.
Pretty much everything that makes it go for us all, right?
For out in the community.
It does. I mean, it's obviously there are a lot of things that have to be done. If you could, we'd kind of... obviously, there are a lot of projects that go on that we don't necessarily notice as we're driving around in Bryan, but could you maybe give us an idea, an overview of some of the more visible projects that are going to be taking place in the next year in the city of Bryan?
Yeah, so we've got a couple of visible projects. One's going to be west of downtown on West 26th Street. It's going to be rebuilding West 26th, coming from about Parker all the way out to Brazos Street,
mm-hmm.
and then all the side streets from William J. Bryan down to 27th Street. So that whole entire neighborhood will be rebuilt with new streets, sidewalks, water, sewer, the whole works through that area.
Let's talk about that for just a minute, because obviously that's kind of a historic area. There are a lot of older homes in that part, and I'm sure there's tons of infrastructure work that has to be done in there. What do you take into account when you talk about those older structures and some of the infrastructure that's there? I know in some places, like over on Congress Street, they actually have the rings still in the curb where they used to tie up, I guess, horses. So how do you take into account those historic features that are in a community when you need to do some reworking?
Well, the historic features here are going to be the large oak trees that are along that street.
Mm-hmm.
We're trying to preserve those. And you know, as far as the streets itself, even though they may be old, we'll tear all that out. Try to preserve all the vegetation, the streetscape that's there, and try to incorporate the new infrastructure around those so that we don't have to plant new stuff.
What is the biggest surprise you found? Because I know, obviously, they probably patchworked things together back then and did it a whole lot differently. What's the oh-my-gosh thing that maybe you found over in that area when you're getting ready to rework it?
Well, like, we haven't started there, but we have found a lot of buried treasures whenever we were doing downtown Phase 1. We found some old hammers and some old Coke cans and old bottles whenever we were digging up Main Street in downtown.
Yeah,
so
that's kind of cool
when you find stuff like that.
Well, there may be one day we may have room for a downtown city museum in Bryan. That wouldn't be a bad thing. Okay, I'm going to give you a magic wand, okay? And it's an unlimited amount of money. So if you had an unlimited amount of money, what would the thing that you would be doing first as far as the city of Bryan's concerned in development?
I think it would be rebuilding the streets and revitalizing the older neighborhoods. If we had unlimited funds, we'd be focused on that. That would include, and as I said, not only the streets but the sewer infrastructure. While for the most part you don't see that infrastructure, it's very important, and some residents get to experience that whenever there's a sewer backup, and it's very unpleasant for those residents at that time. And it can do a lot of damage. So if it was up to me, we'd be doing the streets and then the sewer and water infrastructure associated with that and improving the neighborhoods for the citizens that live there and improving the quality of life for them.
Jason Barfnick's here this morning. He's the Director of Public Works for the city of Bryan. To my knowledge, Bryan is only one of two cities in Texas that still has a transportation fee or tax, if you will. Let's understand how that's used, what it's not used on, and what it is used on, so people know where those dollars are going.
Okay, the transportation fee is a fee that's added on to the electric bill. The residents get a flat fee, I think it's $14 a month. Portion of that goes for drainage projects, portion of that goes for transportation or street projects. And then the commercial resident entities get a different fee depending on whether they're small, medium, or large commercial. That revenue on the transportation side generates a little over $5 million for us a year. We use that for street maintenance, doing our seal coats, our overlays, some of our reconstructs. We also utilize that to do some of our capital improvement projects where we just don't have the general fund dollars or debt to be able to issue to do those projects, but we still need to do the capital project. We're doing some of our signalized intersections. We're using those to improve our signals, to try to improve the timing in our signal system within the city of Bryan. We don't utilize that for sidewalk projects. That's really not a part of the transportation system, although pedestrians do use it. The way that our ordinance was written, we can't utilize that for sidewalks. But it has been a big help for us to be able to keep our infrastructure up, and we've been able to, with the help of council, and be able to show that we need those dollars to keep our streets up and to improve our streets, and that saves us issuing debt, which adds interest and other additional payments for the taxpayers going forward.
Now, as you mentioned debt, you know, the College Station City Council just decided to back away from a bond issue and go with certificates of obligation to fund some of their projects. Not that they've never done it before, but generally they haven't. Whereas, to compare and contrast, City of Bryan has used certificates of obligation for quite a long time for a lot of projects. Give us kind of the thinking behind that, and if you see that there might be any shift in that as time goes by.
As far as using debt for us?
Using a certificate of obligation as opposed to doing a bond.
You know, since I've been with the city, we've always, I think, done some type of certificate of obligation where we just issue the debt and don't necessarily put it out for election for the citizens. And, you know, I think that's a council decision on how that's done. But it's worked well for us. You know, we develop the projects, our CIP process. We show the public what we expect to spend those monies on, and we have a public process for residents to come and voice their concerns, public process for them to provide input on what projects would be those dollars would be utilized for and what the priority would be. So I think as long as you have the process, it's an open process where the citizens can see what's happening. I think it works well.
One of the things I'm kind of geeky about is water. I believe in citizens' water rights very much, but by the same token, people like T. Boone Pickens got a lot of money, got a lot of influence, and we've got big cities that are getting thirstier and thirstier. What does Bryan do to be able to protect their water, not only now but in the future?
You know, the water rights is a big thing in the state, and you know, back in the springtime, May, June time frame, when there was a lot of rain, it kind of goes off everybody's mind at that point when you have water everywhere. But since we hadn't had a rain in a while, it's back on everybody's mind, as it should be. You know, we've put a lot of infrastructure in with our smart metering system to try to be able to control leaks, be able to educate the customer on how much water they're using, and we'll be able to utilize it more in water conservation programs in the future. Today, there's a groundwater conservation district meeting up in Hearn where they will be discussing, you know, future permitting processes and what the cutbacks will be and how that will be. You know, while we enjoy a good supply of groundwater now, you know, it's important that both cities and all the residents and folks here in the community utilize that resource to the best possible amount that we can and conserve it.
Going into that meeting in Hearn today, is there anything that Bryan is watching for or any concerns you have there?
Yeah, we're watching to see, you know, how our historic use permits that we've had, how they will be protected by the district, how they will be classified. You know, it's our expectation that the district will protect those that have been here in the district and have had those historic use permits to the most that they can.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't want to be categorized as the next person that comes in, but we realize that other people that come in with the groundwater rights that, you know, they have a right to the water as well. But we believe that since we've been producing the water for some time and have historical records that show that we've been producing the water, that we need that water for future growth to support not only Bryan but the surrounding areas here in Brazos County.
Is there any kind of legislative watch going on? Of course, they're not in session right now, but Texas has four of the 11 most populous cities in America. Anything to be sure that the smaller cities like Bryan or College Station can be protected from those really, really big cities?
Yeah, we obviously the more populous areas have the more votes at the state legislature, so we're kind of fighting an uphill battle. We somewhat kind of lean on Texas A&M as being our big stick here in the area, and we communicate with them and work with our state legislatures here to try to get our voice heard at the state level. And College Station and Bryan have worked well together. We appreciate the relationship with City College Station staff at that level to join together on a common interest to protect this community and the best we can at the state level.
Finally, and you know, you build your budget, you build in all the variables that you think that you can cover, and then you have trash trucks burn up, which nobody plans for. So where are we in that process now, and how are you able to short-term solve that problem?
Yeah, so some of the trash trucks we already had planned to be replaced. One of them had actually already been replaced, but we were using it as a backup because we turned one over in the middle of University Drive.
Yeah.
So we kept it on. So it was on the way out. Two of the other ones that we had, they were planned to be replaced this year. So, you know, overall, while it sounded, well, it was a bad event and something that we hope doesn't happen in the future.
Certainly.
We've taken some steps on our side to make sure that it doesn't happen and at an operational level. But, you know, we rented some trucks to get us through, and we've got the new trucks coming. And as far as budget-wise, it wasn't really a financial hit for us because we had already planned to replace some of these older trucks already.
And the new ones will be online?
They should be online in the next 4 to 6 months.
Okay. Anything else we didn't cover today that you want to share with the folks?
I just want to give a shout-out to the staff. Solid Waste staff worked Texas Reds this past weekend, and it was a good event. And actually on the 26th, I guess, and kept the area clean. We got water and wastewater staff that's trying to keep the leaks down as the ground is shrinking. And the City of Bryan employees enjoy a good relationship with the City Council, and they provide good leadership for us under the direction of Mayor Bianski and the rest of the council, and we appreciate that. They've allowed us to look at some of our ordinances, and we're reviewing those and hope to bring back some revisions to improve the quality of life of the citizens of Bryan. And I think that's what our main focus should be.
Sure. Well, on a personal note, I can't say enough good stuff about your guys and gals who pick up brush and limbs. I mean, they pick up the big stuff, then they get out and they rake it up and they throw it in the truck. They do just an outstanding job.
That's one of the most recognized services that we provide.
Yeah.
And, Bryan, we get a lot of good compliments, and the guys do an excellent job in getting that stuff up and gone and out of sight.
Yeah, they do a great job. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you, sir.
Yep, that's Jason Barfnick. He's the Director of Public Services, City of Bryan. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Newstalk 1620 WTAW. Kevin O'Connor in the studio with Mindy Sledge with Christopher Michael Salon, and you guys are doing something kind of cool for breast cancer this coming weekend.
Yes, we are having a charity event. It's called Beer for Braids. And what we're going to do is...
I like the name already.
Help dads show them how to style their daughter's hair.
So the guy... Well, how does the beer tie in then?
Well, we have to have a reason to get the dads to come.
And what does the charity benefit? What is this for?
It is Health for All. It's a local clinic in Bryan.
Very cool.
And the money is being earmarked for women's services.
Okay. So the dads can come in. They get taught how to braid daughter's hair. There's beer in there for an enticement. Anything else?
Oh, we'll have some snacks for the girls and little goodie bags for them as well, and some door prizes, too.
Call for information. Is it online? Where's the best place to find something for dad to get? Or probably mom would be the one that nudges
right.
Dad into
yeah.
this.
Well, our phone number is 446-0401, and you can find us on Facebook, Christopher Michael Salon.
Very cool. Thank you, ma'am, very much. We appreciate it.
Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. The number of people filing for first-time unemployment benefits fell by 13,000 last week, a figure consistent with job growth. The four-week moving average of claims, which evens out weekly ups and downs, fell by 3,000. Sony is moving closer to selling off its half of Sony ATV Music Publishing after recently triggering a clause in its contract with co-owner, the Michael Jackson Estate, that allows one party to buy out the other. Healthcare costs for certain women's tests and procedures vary widely across the country. When it comes to mammograms, the test costs about $485 in Sacramento, $390 in Washington, D.C., and $283 in Houston. When it comes to OBGYN follow-up visits, Minneapolis and Seattle are the most expensive, Phoenix and Las Vegas the cheapest. Crude oil trading at $48.19 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a lower open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and fewer harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF. We create chemistry.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. Ever wake up feeling like your legs have been running all night? Or they're cramped up and fatigued? Felt like you didn't get any sleep? Well, you know, it's quite possible that you're suffering from restless leg syndrome. Yeah, RLS affects a huge number of people, and it can be miserable. But, you know, the solution is just a phone call away. That's right, over 5,000 people have reported getting relief with Active 8. Heck, they didn't even realize that Active 8 helps people with restless leg until after hundreds of their customers called and told them how well it works. It's just one of those wonderful little benefits in life to find something that works so well and costs so little. 5,000 other people have been. Just go online to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll free, 800-465-4411. Myactive8.com or 800-465-4411. Mike Danilovich looked like a hippie. Long hair, headband, Roman sandals, the whole bit. But he wasn't acting much like a hippie. To the contrary, he was being honored by his employer as the man of the month. Yeah, he was the top service station salesperson for the month company-wide. And the company was Mobil Oil, so we're not just talking about any little sales contest here. Well, this was back in the days of full service at filling stations, and it was Mike's job to run out to a car when it pulled into the filling station and fill it with gas, wash the windshield, check the oil, water, tires, and hoses, and, of course, alert the driver to any problems he might see. Funny part was, he didn't want to be there at all. You see, like a lot of teenagers in the early 1960s, Mike had fallen in with the trends of the time. And at that time, the trend was being a hippie, which didn't sit too well with Mom and Dad, especially Dad. As it turned out, Mike's dad was very successful in life, but he had had a hard road of it growing up and really didn't like the idea of his son becoming a professional bum. So, get out and get a job, was the orders from Pop. Well, Mike did. He got a job at a mobile gas station, and as it turned out, he had quite a flair for talking to people. So much so, he became Mobil Oil Company's top driveway salesman and was honored as such. And as I said, that was no little feat, since he was in competition with some very experienced men who had been in the business for many years. And, well, Mike was still a teenager, but he did it. And the mobile company honored his efforts with a plaque, a press release, a big dinner, and a few other things that caught the attention of some Hollywood big shots. And a new career was started. And today, you too know Mobile Oil Company's one-time top salesman because he became a big star. And not because of his dad, who was also a big star. Well, I guess that's not quite right either. It really was because of his dad, because his dad was the one who made him get off his hippie jeans and get a job. Well, it's a little-known fact that the one-time Mobile Man of the Month, who later became a big star and caught the attention of Hollywood's elite, was the very talented son of Kirk Douglas, Michael Douglas.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Texas A&M football team enjoying the week off. No game this weekend. The open date on the schedule following their 30-17 win over Mississippi State at Kyle Field last Saturday night. Over 104,000 to watch that one. It was announced earlier this week that the game against Alabama, October the 17th, will kick at 2:30. 2:30 will be kick time against the Tide. It will be televised on CBS. That means our broadcast on the Texas A&M Sports Network on that game will begin at 1:30 on the 17th. The Fan Zone, as you drive into town, can be heard starting at 11:30. So it's the Aggies and Alabama coming up on the 17th of October at Kyle Field at 2:30. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Fence line, road repair, brush removal, which ones are on your summer list? 5 acres, 20 acres, or 1,000? We have the tractor package to help you get the job done. There's never been a better time to own a John Deere tractor than right now. With 0% for 84 months. Run it with confidence for 5 years without breaking a sweat with a 5-year Power Guard warranty. Get a 32 horsepower tractor with loader, box blade, rotary cutter, and 5-year warranty as low as $211 a month. For more packages, visit cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here with a word on all the new technology, especially safety tech, that's being loaded into the latest 2016 model cars. I'm talking about incredibly advanced features. Tech that automatically guides your car back into its lane if it begins to drift. Tech that hits the brakes faster than you can react if the car's sensors detect it's about to rear-end someone. Drowsiness monitors to wake up a sleepy driver. Adaptive cruise control that speeds up and slows down with traffic. Cars that park themselves, even in the tightest spots. And the list goes on. But all too often, customers aren't following through. Why? Quite frankly, neither the dealer nor the car manufacturers are doing their jobs and training buyers and drivers in using these life-saving features. The result? Drivers disable it all, defeating the new 21st century tech that could save lives. There's a huge business just waiting to be developed by someone or some company who will make learning a new car's features fast and easy. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Hey there, guys. I want to give you a sneak peek inside the mind of your wife or girlfriend. I guarantee you this is something she's experienced. She's home alone. It's at night. Maybe you're at work or you're out with friends, but she's home alone. And sometimes those sounds you hear when you're home alone and your husband or a man isn't there, they are terrifying. So guys, here's the secret to making your wife, your girlfriend, whoever, happy. Simply Safe Home Security. This is amazing protection, built by the best engineers in the country. Tech experts everywhere are raving about it. With Simply Safe, you get 24/7 professional monitoring, police dispatch, and emergencies. It's just $14.99 a month with no long-term contracts. You get this, your wife or girlfriend doesn't need to worry anymore. She's happy. And you know what? That means you're happy. Go to simplysafekim.com today to save 10%. SimplySafeKim.com. That's SimplySafeKim.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:39 at 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A Brazos County District Court jury took about 8 hours to decide whether Gabriel Hall should be executed for capital murder.
The jury sided with the prosecution, which was seeking the death penalty after Hall stabbed and shot Edwin Char Jr. and left his wife for dead after stabbing her almost 4 years ago. The jury made two unanimous votes that Hall's a continuing threat to society and that there were no mitigating circumstances to warrant Hall receiving life in prison without parole. Defense lawyers spent the majority of the last 4 weeks trying to convince the jury that Hall should be spared death because of how he was born and raised in the Philippines and when he was adopted by a College Station family. And Hall's lawyers also maintained he should not die because their client sustained brain damage at birth. Before the jury was brought into the courtroom yesterday, the judge denied 40 pages of defense objections related to jury instructions. Defense lawyers also objected to prosecutors using a mannequin to display what Hall was wearing at the time of the murder. The mannequin was allowed on the condition the jury was told it was taller than Hall, which was the point of the defense objection. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Tonight's College Station City Council meeting includes a proposal allowing outdoor food courts made up of mobile food trucks. Three speakers before the Planning and Zoning Commission voiced concerns. Alex Long, who is interested in bringing a food court to Northgate, says it would be cost prohibitive if he's required to rent mobile restrooms.
I got an estimate for the mobile trailers, just as described from a local company, and it was $583 a day. Generally, a truck would lease out a spot for around $100 a day. It's the most the market could bear. If you get more than that, you start to run into, at what point can we lease a brick-and-mortar building? One of our buildings on Northgate leases out for $191 a day, and it's 4,500 square feet with full kitchen facilities.
P&Z members directed public speakers to the council meeting to share their opinions, which also included a desire to be open in Northgate after bars close, something that's opposed by the police department. For more than a year, the city councils in College Station and Bryan have been wrestling with proposed regulations for ride-sharing companies like Uber and Lyft. That's led to holding a public forum hosted by both cities Monday afternoon. Anyone with something to say about the rules covering vehicles for hire in either or both cities is welcome to speak. Monday's forum is in Bryan City Council chambers from 3 until 4:30. 4 months into her new job as Blinn College District President, Mary Hensley has made leadership changes affecting the Brazos County campuses. Dr. Hensley has moved Campus President Sylvia McMullen to the director of a new department that will be responsible for generating new funding. Dr. Hensley has done away with the Campus President position and replaced it with an executive director. That person will report to another new position, Executive Vice President and Legal Counsel. Interviews are being done to fill the vice president's post, and the Brazos County director on an interim basis is Dr. Hensley's chief of staff, Jimmy Bird. A spokesman says the reorganization is more in line with the structure accepted by Blinn's accrediting agency. The Bryan School Board continues down the road to realign attendance zones by next May to give parents a year to prepare when they take effect in the fall of 2017. Assistant Superintendent Amy Drozd says they recently sent this fall's enrollment information to their demographer, who will present a report next month. Then small groups will start meeting in December, composed of parents, business people, city officials, and other community representatives.
Where we meet with them, go over the zones, some samples, get their feedback, get their input. At the end of the small groups, we will bring all those small groups together for a collective meeting. February through April, we'll do some large group meetings. And then in May, we would like to be bringing you a recommendation.
The realignment is the result of elementary schools going through fourth grade, adding fifth and sixth grade intermediate buildings, and changing middle schools to seventh and eighth grades. Another Brazos County District Court jury heard about what three girls went through from their mother's boyfriend and their mother. The jury convicted 41-year-old William Wagner of College Station of injury to a child, and the judge sentenced him to 7 years. According to prosecutors, the mother recently sent the 10, 12, and 13-year-olds to live with her grandmother. That's after the mother attempted to have charges against Wagner dropped and was uncooperative with investigators. In August of last year, while Wagner was drunk and the mother was outside the home, he punched the 10-year-old in the face, tried to punch the 12-year-old, and threw an upright vacuum cleaner at two of the girls.
During the same incident, Wagner choked the family dog and threw it over a fence, broke several televisions, kicked in the front door to their house, and punctured multiple tires from parked vehicles. Wagner, who could have received a 10-year sentence, has a criminal history that includes punching a 14-year-old girl in Waller County. WTAW News Time is 8:44 at 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
There's one part of your home that gets the most use. You know what it is? It gets stepped on, run on, slept on, wrestled on, and sometimes spilled on. That's right, it's your floor. If your floor's been wrestled on a few too many times, or maybe you just want to change, Zornemann Flooring is here to help. We'll have the flooring you want at a price you'll love. And our professional installation means no worries. We'd love you to visit our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive in Bryan, or visit our website at zfloors.net. Zornemann Flooring.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates, so as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, I played all the commercials except the one I was supposed to. So I guess I better do that, right? That's what I'm here for.
Hi, I'm Jerry Fox with the Bank and Trust. Making sure that your customer experience is superior, that our products are what you want, and that our locations are convenient is my team's focus. Come see for yourself. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Nora Thompson with the Bank and Trust. When it comes to building our communities, I help developers in Bryan College Station accommodate our growth. Are you ready to grow? Let's build our community together. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
News Talk 1620 WTAW 847. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works on the freeway between University Drive and Briarcrest, or at Wiltons.com. Wiltons has furniture, supplies, and so much more. Here we go.
Lots of cloudiness across the area for today. Some peaks of sun are possible, so is an isolated shower this afternoon. High temperatures today, 85 to near 90. Clouds, the risk of a shower overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, clouds, maybe a break or two of sun in the morning, then a few more breaks in the afternoon. There's still a chance of a shower tomorrow. Highs will be up to 85 to 90. Partial clearing tomorrow night, 65 to 70. Sunny, 85 to 90 Saturday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
All right, so we're supposed to have our new little credit cards that have little chippies in them, right?
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
And some places don't have the little readers yet.
Right.
And that'll be happening. By the way, just in case you don't know, U.S. America is so far behind the rest of the world when it comes to that kind of technology. I mean, we just don't do it.
Now, in fairness to the nation, we were probably first to the credit card game anyway, and there's a lot of momentum behind the old technology.
Yes, there is, but also the card companies didn't want to spend the money.
That's true.
They didn't want to spend the money on those cards. I mean, what does a chip card cost? Tell me. And
for them,
yeah,
pennies on the dollar.
Yeah.
A vacation,
right,
for an executive.
Well, yeah. And it's funny because I had to use that yesterday, and the lady turned to me almost apologetically and said, you know, these things take longer. And I went, it's fine. Jeez, you know, really. If people get aggravated because their card stays in the machine for three extra seconds.
Yeah, as long as I'm not standing behind someone writing a check.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my gosh.
No.
Who should I make it out to?
Wait until they get their total, then digging into their purse for their checkbook.
While they're on the phone, of course.
Of course. Yeah.
No, see, that is, I did a commentary on that. That put the phone down.
All right, now, which annoys you more? The one who will get the paycheck. I mean, get the,
is this
get the
yep, check. Yep, nope.
No. Get the checkbook out.
Uh-huh.
You know, and right, go through all that, or the bill is $23.44.
Going for change?
And they want to go in and dig for the change.
I mean, the change.
Which annoys you
the
more?
The change.
Yeah.
Well, because often they don't have it.
No.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I think I'm missing like a nickel.
I think I've got it. Hang on.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. I think I've got it. And that's the good thing about guys. We got two pockets. That's pretty much all you got to go through.
Yeah, you just shake it. You hear that jingle. Yeah,
women have to do all those other things. Yeah, exactly. What? Okay. Are you good on the air? Can you explain it to me?
What? The coins in your pocket?
No, Mr. Downs.
Are we talking about the mathematical formulation?
Yeah. We're talking about there's this mathematical formulation, and I took a picture of it.
And it's wrong.
Oh, okay.
The quadratic equation, it's always solving for X.
Yes.
And they put Y.
They did. They did, didn't they? I saw that, yeah.
That's the quadratic equation. Yeah. It's famous.
Okay.
It's famous math.
I didn't do that part.
It's famous math?
That's the quadratic equation.
I thought it was where
it's always a solve for X on the quadratic equation.
Well, why did we put that up there?
I have no idea.
Okay.
But it's famous math.
Yeah.
Who knows? Tomorrow we may have Fermat's theorem up there. You never know.
No.
Yeah. Do all your cards have chips?
Huh?
I have one card that doesn't have a chip yet.
I do too.
Yeah, what's that about?
I think it may be a message from Chase Manhattan Bank.
Yes. No, I got my Chase. My Chase has a card.
Okay. I don't.
I got one.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear this from yesterday?
Yes, as a matter of fact, this is pretty good stuff. This just yeah,
to
this
set
is
the
important.
Stage. Yeah. To set the stage, I was out of town for a few days. Because Candy 95 was nominated as one of the five best radio stations in the Who Hess Hay.
Ta-da!
Yay!
Yeah.
So we had, we were in Atlanta, surrounded by thousands of other people who were just dying to applaud for us, even though we didn't win. Mm. And but I did want to share with you the time and effort that the presenter had put into preparing for us.
So this is live.
Okay. I'll bring this other mic
over.
So you can crank it all the way up.
It's all the way up. Okay.
All right, here we go.
Right, here we go.
It is my honor to present the nominees for Small Market Station of the Year. They are KNDEFM, Byron, Texas.
Yeah. All right, Byron, Texas.
Byron, Texas.
We're from Byron.
Just once more.
Okay, here we go.
KNDEFM, Byron, Texas.
All right.
Wouldn't it have just been easier to just say,
it's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Named after the great Lord Byron. Yes.
We had a wonderful meal.
Yeah.
And it was, as it turns out, of the five stations that were nominated,
yes,
one of the guys was sitting to my immediate right,
uh-huh,
and the lady who won was sitting directly behind me, people I already knew. And that lady who won, WLEN,
okay,
in Adrian, Michigan,
all right,
has won three of those things.
Yeah.
And it's just not fair. If Bernie Sanders was president, he'd fix that. We'd get one of those.
Yeah.
Yeah, no more giving more than one to that lady.
We need awards equality.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
And then, well, at the NAB this year, too, it was bad because, of course, it was WTAW-FM.
Yeah.
It didn't exist at that time.
Yeah, that's true. That was true. And that was in print.
Yeah, that's WTAW-FM. Yeah, it's the Crystal Awards. And then there was somebody who won who didn't come to pick up the award.
Now must be present to win.
Yeah, really?
Everyone knows that.
Okay, we can talk just us guys, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That happened when Bortz was nominated for Syndicated Personality of the Year. It was his retirement year.
Yeah.
And
he didn't care.
We had him. No, he did.
Yeah.
We had him there. He had brought people in from Atlanta. Yeah. It seemed like the stars had come together. And Scott Shannon won. And no one, not only did he not show up, but nobody showed up at all.
Are you kidding me?
No, it was make the announcement of the Marconi for Syndicated Personality of the Year, and it's one of those things where everybody looks around as someone here, and no one was. Now, Dan Patrick, the sportscaster,
right,
he was up this year,
mm-hmm,
and they had a lady sitting there to accept for him if he won, and she was some kind of, you know, big time, some sleek corporate Valkyrie who was sitting over there and was going to pick it up for him, but... Scott when they don't Shannon, even show up, nobody, what are you gonna do? Nobody yeah. even showed up.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just wondering if he got a participant ribbon.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
No, sir, we're broadcasters.
No.
The losers are taken outside and shot.
Yeah. Well, even last year when we were winners at TAB, they didn't have the awards for us, so it doesn't matter. Okay?
True.
It's all radio.
Nothing increases the value of your home like a new kitchen or bathroom. I'm Joe Orsak, and since 1998, Marblecraft has specialized in the custom fabrication and installation of granite countertops, cultured marble bathtubs, showers, and vanities in new and existing homes. Call me today at 846-3881 or drop by our showroom at the corner of Carson and Finfeather in Bryan. From tear out to make ready, Marblecraft can handle your entire project. At Marblecraft, we look forward to the privilege of serving you and your family.
So you've got bed bugs in your blankets and the weeds have whipped your grass. Those pesky ants are taking over and the shrubs are growing fast. If your sprinkler system's broken, hey, don't make a dozen calls. We're the ones to trust because ABC solves it all. You say your trees could use a trimming and there's landscape to install. Hungry termites feasting on the porch, you don't know who to call. We're specialists and we're the best for your environment. We're tried and true, still here for you. ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Andro 400, I really love it. I've lost 50 pounds. I was a size 38 waist. I've gone down to a 32 waist. My mood has changed. I don't get stressed out. It gave me so much more energy. It feels like I'm 25. I'm so happy. I'm just a completely different man.
Guys, if you'd like to see results like Dave Ryan's, try Andro 400, the safe, inexpensive way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. I don't know if this is an anachronism or what, but have you heard about homemade Amazon?
Huh?
Amazon Handmade launches today, the online retailer hoping to take on holiday shoppers' taste for homemade products. In a market long held by Etsy, Amazon now opens up the craft market to its 285 million shoppers and requires sellers to fill out an application to ensure the goods are not from a factory.
They actually do a background to really make sure that you are handmade and you are actually making the products.
Chandra Smith of Charlotte, North Carolina, a longtime Etsy seller, now offering her wares on Amazon Handmade. From walnut cufflinks to ornate wall hangings, nearly 100,000 items now for sale. Rich Dennison, Fox News Radio.
What do you think?
Are you familiar with Etsy, E-T-S-Y?
Yeah, yes. I know what it is. I don't know.
Oh,
there,
you are not.
No, I am. Yeah, I've heard of it. I have.
Oh, well, I guess they've decided to put the small companies out of business.
There you
as
go.
Well,
yes.
Now.
Hello.
Hey, I've been doing some investigating about that Bevo story.
Yes.
Well, I have a friend that works on the team. She graduated from a school here in the state that has a vet school. I don't want to get the Aggies in trouble, so I don't want to say anything. But
sure.
She says that they have determined that Bevo is actually malingering. He's faking this illness so he won't have to go to any more football games.
Fair enough. Thank you, sir. We now have the proof.
Why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
All cattle have a terminal illness. It's called deliciousness.
Not a steer, I guarantee you. I'm not that hungry, that's for sure.
A little tough.
All right, here you go. Moschino plans to release a new fragrance in a Windex bottle. That's right, Windex. Hollywood Reporter says that Jerf Me Scott's collection of Windex-themed merchandise, including T-shirts, backpack, and a $95 iPhone case, have been flying off the shelves. The new Windex fragrance is called Fresh Couture Eau de Cologne. Despite the name and the packaging, it isn't actually Windex in the designer Windex bottles. The scent is described as intense, woody, and floral, and it will not make your bathroom mirror shiny.
You can just dab ammonia on your neck.
Yeah,
that's kind of what I was thinking.
Be really delightful.
Amazon sends me this now, taunting me about shopping local and around. It says, with Amazon Handmade, you may explore the world, shop by country to find products from artisans in over 60 countries. Discover the artist. It gets more touchy-feely as it goes here.
Could you type in rainforest and see what you get?
Shop locally by finding artisans in your home state. Well, that's makes sense here. Yeah. And then we have genuinely handmade. We only invite artisans whose products are handcrafted. Here it is. Stand by.
I'm ready.
We are factory free.
Oh. We just use chisels and dull knives.
You know, if they were out there weaving their own yarn, yeah, then I would believe it was factory free.
Yeah, they got to raise the sheep, too.
Yeah, I know.
This date in 2001, Rush Limbaugh told us he was totally deaf in his left ear and only partial hearing in his right ear. Remember that? Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yes, and the Peshtigo, Wisconsin fire happened on this date in 1871. Oh, yeah, in Chicago.